Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio right here in Greenwood, Indiana. We're thrilled to have you with us today. You're going to meet Susan Lowe from A Senior Retreat. So get your journals out because you're going to find new ways that you can start taking care of the people that you love the most. Remember, we are here at Everyday Business Leaders to bring you all of these amazing stories, redefining the way we think and grow in our community. Remember to subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Are you ready to meet Susan? Here we go. Hi.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. It's been a long time.
I know. Twisted your arm.
I know.
Yeah.
So
but
thank you.
What you do is amazing. I want people to get to know who you are, your heart, the things that are happening. You're growing. Mm. And I think a lot of people in this sandwich generation are saying, how do we do it all? How do we take care of our kids, our families, and especially the people that have taken care of us for so many years? And so you have a process for that. And I'm really, really excited that you're going to be able to share that today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk to us about, you know, a senior retreat. You think of that of like a spa, right?
A social club for seniors with assistance.
A social club for seniors with assistance. I love that because we're not getting any younger.
No.
So what you're doing is developing us for the future, right?
Yes. And not everyone is ready to go to a nursing home. So they're, you know, but yet they may not be comfortable at their local senior center. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need more assistance during the day. So that's what a senior retreat's all about, filling that gap.
Mm-hmm. Filling that gap.
Yep.
So what are the communities that you serve? Because I know you've got some big news to share that you've just opened a new location.
Yes. So Martinsville was my first location. We opened in June of 2019. So we're almost 5 years in. So exciting.
Congratulations.
And then Franklin opened 2 years ago in Plainfield. We just did the professional ribbon cutting last night.
Mm-hmm.
So eager to serve all three communities.
So when we think about this, like who is your target customer? Who comes to you? What are the family situations look like? And and I'll start there.
So we got two kind of our families. So the working family caregiver, that adult child that has really, you know, is focused on keeping a parent or a grandparent out of a facility and just really trying to meet their needs mm-hmm. as they age, new things happen, new challenges happen. Mm-hmm. And so that working family caregiver or even a small business owner, right, needs to be able to focus on their career and on their job and getting kids to and fro and all of those challenges just that happen in life, and now they're complexed with aging parents too. Mm-hmm. That's where we come in. We're Monday through Friday day programming to keep them active and busy in their community. Mm-hmm. The other is the spouse, you know, that caregiving spouse that is exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so what I tell our families is caregiving never gets easier than today.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be that respite. Let us be that assistant partner in your care so that you get that break.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a hard role. And if you're juggling other things too, boy, it just complexes things.
Mm-hmm. So it's really about quality of life.
It's 1,000 times about quality
mm-hmm.
of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the vision when I started, and I've worked over 30 years in senior care administration.
Mm-hmm.
So when I envision the seniors sitting in their apartments alone with the TV in their favorite chair or in their, you know, homes, that's not living.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when they retire and their to-do list is complete, and then maybe some health issues start arising, they start to self-isolate,
mm-hmm.
and boy, we're trying to counter that.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of that recliner, come out and meet some new friends. There's no judgment in our programs. Mm-hmm. It's not allowed. And we just love on them
mm-hmm.
and get them active again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So tell me about the activities. We walk into any of these facilities. What's that look like?
So they all have their own little niche, and it's based on the friends that we have in the program and what their background was and what their interests were. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them consist of, we do like to get them in the kitchen and do a baking club, we call it. Just get them experiencing with that elbow grease. We don't really get out the mixers and that, although we have them. Mm-hmm. But it's about stimulating and sparking those memories. Mm-hmm. And so we have baking club. We do cornhole. We do bowling. We create, and we make up games as we go if we need to.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to start our gardening programs. So we have raised garden beds at all except for Plainfield. We're mm-hmm. getting started. We're just, if the rain ever stops, yeah. we'll be able to get those going. But the gardening, just to be able to get their hands in the dirt again and be able to reach the, you know, produce and pull the weeds and mm-hmm. and actually put it into our, you know, our menus mm-hmm. and serve them. The fruits of their labor.
Right.
And so they're very proud of that, and they love the gardening program. So we're getting ready to start that in May again. Mm. So we really just, any of those, exercise, we do mm-hmm. throw exercise in there. They don't really, they grumble a little for the exercise. But don't we all?
Yeah.
So
I go. Yeah. Well, it sounds like just a really great, safe place.
Yes.
Right, to bring the ones that you love the most. And so I want to encourage people, you know, if they don't know about your facilities, to definitely look them up. I know we've yeah. got your website that you've just updated.
Yes.
So, Joe, if you could bring up Susan's website, we can take a look at that. That's what you'll find if you go to aseniorretreat.com. Mm-hmm. And tell us about kind of the things that we'll find on the website.
So you're going to find opportunity, a button that you can apply for a job if you're looking to serve our friends. And we also have, if you need more information, there's a button for that that takes you straight to the inquiry form. And then one of our team will follow up with that inquiry and schedule a visit, gain more information about our future friend. And then we do have each location is available to each. The services that we provided, I think, is how it's titled. So we offer assisted care. So we do have, you know, if they, aging happens, mm-hmm. so things happen. If you need assistance getting out of a chair, in a chair, walking to and fro, mm-hmm. Getting to the bathroom, we're there to help. Mm-hmm. So we also our dementia specialists, so we do dementia care. Many of our friends have some level of dementia, mm-hmm. And we're pretty good at it. Mm-hmm. So I'm a certified dementia practitioner, and soon to send another team member, our care coordinator, out mm-hmm. to do that as well. Mm-hmm. Transportation is the only Martinsville has transportation mm-hmm. locally. And then we're blessed that the other two programs have great transportation services in the counties mm-hmm. that we serve. So we have a little van and we go up to Mooresville every day and pick them up in the morning and we take them back in the evening.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, we do arts and crafts. And everyone's like, oh, I'm not very crafty. I'm not creative. Oh, yeah. We can find it in everyone. Everyone yeah. has a little creativity in there.
Oh.
But it's really about, you know, the magic and all the hours we put into the schedule. Mm-hmm. It really boils all down to the peer engagement. Mm-hmm. That's the magic. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get complete strangers together in our program and you watch them or overhear them, I will sit in the back office oftentimes and overhear, they encourage one another. Mm-hmm. They uplift each other. Mm-hmm. They'll give each other hugs when they leave. They love each other.
You're building community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because sitting at home in a recliner isn't. Mm-hmm. right? And TV, turn that TV off.
But many people have had a community that they have connected to all their lives. And so you're giving them just another opportunity.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, like an example, in Franklin, my little program in Franklin, I have two friends attend, only to find out they were neighbors in Morgan County.
Oh, wow.
A mile from my house when they were kids.
Wow.
And so they started talking about when they were children and then their families. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. So you get, you know, and I'll just seniors involved or their backgrounds. I ended up working at the same place, mm-hmm. you know, or I don't know. It's just amazing. That never gets old for me. Mm-hmm.
So did you always know that you wanted to be in this space?
I've always been in senior care. When I graduated high school and was in school in college, I worked for a pharmacy mm-hmm. that was, that catered to nursing homes. And so then I kind of got bored with that and bumped right. And I transferred within that company to a nursing home as an office manager. Mm-hmm. So that was 33 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So it just, and I fell in love with that career. Mm-hmm. And so I started in office management with billing and all of that. I did that for about 12 years in nursing homes mm-hmm. and then got into marketing for the nursing homes and then a COO of Miller's Health Systems asked me to be community relations for their new assisted living in Morgan County. Mm-hmm. And so that I was out marketing in the community of a new service line. Mm-hmm. It was the first assisted living to come to Morgan County. So he was huge. Mm-hmm. This is back 2003, 2004-ish. Mm-hmm. And so that was really fun. I loved educating people, and, you know, about what new things were out there. So here I am again, you know, after mm-hmm. I did take a few years to get my administrator's license and open a few assisted livings on the west side mm-hmm. and southwest side and enjoyed all of that. Mm-hmm. But when, I don't know, this just seemed like the focus wasn't always the resident or the employees mm-hmm. anymore. And I just wanted to try something, you know, and thank goodness for, you know, my fellow, the Clint, he was my first investor in the business. Mm-hmm. But mostly just giving me that backup to just say, do it mm-hmm. and try it, you know. And so there I am.
So you have all this experience, which I love kind of the journey, because it wasn't like, hey, I want to go learn this part of it. You already learned a lot of those skills. So it equipped you, right? So
absolutely.
You weren't really as nervous as maybe some people would be to say, hey, this is a great space, because I hear today the senior market is huge for non-medical services and then day retreats. Like, these are really becoming something that, you know, we all want to take care of our parents. We want to do the best thing for them. So with you saying, hey, I want to get the right mindset of people to invest, to help you be your partners, to come along and see that you have now three locations, that's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And congratulations. It's a lot of work.
Thank you. It is. But I think that too, working in corporate senior care, it equipped me. Mm-hmm. Like, you work a lot of hours mm-hmm. in corporate senior care management, right? So even with three centers, I don't feel like I have time to take a day off with my grandson every mm-hmm. week now. Mm-hmm. What a blessing, right? And so I have flexibility. So I may work on a Saturday night or a Sunday, or because it's my business, just to be able to have that time with Bo. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm.
good for
that's
you.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah, it is irreplaceable.
So
doing it the way that you need it to be done, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people just get so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And growing is not that easy. Growing a business and scaling it is one of the most difficult things that people say, you know, if you do it, good luck. And if you can do it successfully, that's really, really hard. So a lot of people can learn from you, being a mentor to so many that would like to kind of rise to that level. and see their businesses grow.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't a template. I did look for one for this. There wasn't one that I could find. So we're just kind of, I hate to say winging it, but kind of, sort of, educated guesses.
You're learning as you go.
Learning as I go and keeping the care of the senior, that friends that we serve, that's the absolute must. That's the goal, right? So that is the focus, the proper quality care that they deserve. Love on my employees, that I should have the greatest team ever, because they're the ones executing my vision for our friends every single day. It's my team, right? Just and they're amazing women. I mean, right? Amazing caregivers. So,
what do you think when we talk about leadership, right? Because you're kind of steering the ship and standing back and just watching and observing and saying, wow, what are the things that you feel are the most passionate when you encourage your team? What are some of the things that you tell them to continue to do such a great job?
I try to stick, you know, get time with them, with the friends. I hope they know how much I appreciate and love them, you know? And gosh, they're such great people that I love hanging out with them, which is kind of, you get this barrier, you know, I'm the owner, I'm the leader, but they're really great people. And so aren't you supposed to surround yourself with great people?
That's exactly right.
And so I feel the same with my team.
But a lot of people will say, right, it's about the people. When you take care of the people take care of the business.
And I've always said that.
Yeah.
And I didn't always get that from alignment necessarily from my upper management sometimes, but I stuck to my guns, and sometimes we didn't quite mesh. And so therefore, and that's one of the reasons I had to try it on my own.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I have this theory. If I take care of my employees and I hire good employees that love people, they will provide the quality of care that the seniors need and deserve. And you know what? Almost 5 years in, that it is the correct formula. It's working.
Yeah, it's working. So, but you can be a great template, right? That what you're doing is making that template for the next person.
That's the goal. Yeah. I have promised I won't open another center until in 2024. We're sticking to three. We're going to focus on growth and participation numbers and then write down the template.
I think that's a great idea.
Because my Goldman Sachs class that I took last year, that was tough.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That was really phenomenal.
You
went through that process. Tell me about, how did that even start? How did you find out about it?
So I was researching a grant application, and there was a hyperlink, this rabbit hole, right? And about this Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program. Okay. I dive down that rabbit hole, and I'm like, oh, you can learn all these different aspects of business, everything from A to Z, of small business ownership. And I just thought, you know, corporate senior care taught me so much, and I'm grateful. But they didn't teach me all of it. They didn't teach me everything. They just showed me what they wanted me to see. So I applied. And then I forgot I applied. And I got a phone call that from their team that they wanted to go to the next round. And this was around December of the year prior. And so that made it December of 22. And they needed all my financials and all these things. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And so I made it to the next round. And then I had an interview round with Babson College, Goldman Sachs, and a couple other entities. And I basically just asked them, what's in it for you? You're providing this for free for me.
Yeah.
And they said, it's just part of our give back. And okay, fine. And so I was awarded a scholarship, essentially a slot, in February of last year. I started that and that journey, and it was 12 weeks. They sent us to New York in end of May, and which was amazing, you know, just the networking. People literally all over the world that I met.
How many people were there?
Oh, there were four, I think there were four groups, so 150-ish people, 120, 150 people, but then they were broken down into four smaller groups of 40 or so professionals, and we were literally all over U.S. and, you know, the Puerto Rico and that, and then it then fine-tuned down even more. Every week we had a peer group, so that peer group, a few, there were, I mean, all different levels, but we have, you know, you small business, you just boil it down and we all have the same challenges. And so I was the baby business because some of them, they were small, but they were millions of dollars of revenue. The things I learned from them every week. And then we had a Babson College business coach that we were assigned to. And throughout this whole journey, we're working on every single entity and marketing and feasibility studies and our growth plan. So at the end of it, I have a 5-year growth plan specific to my business, and I'm on track.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was able to end 2023 and start 2024 with Plainfield. And that growth plan says we'll have 5 more, a total of 8 in the next 5 years.
Wow. And
I've got them all. It did adjust a little bit from where I thought. With the feasibility studies, so, and they're all rural communities, rural communities in Indiana, because it is an underserved area, and there's a lot of elderly in rural communities. So hopefully we'll be able to bring a program to their community soon.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
There are so many programs, you know, starting to do this and just tapping into our resources. I think that's part of what I love to do is understand, like, how are you serving? How can people get involved? When people say, oh, well, you know, I have family members that they're okay. They're retired. They're at home. They don't have big traveling goals. And yet they do. They sit in front of the TV. And you're like, that's not stimulating.
No. Right?
That's not stimulating. So what you're offering is what so many people need.
Yes.
And that next phase is just continue to get stimulated and continue to feel like you are connected.
Yes.
To community.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of it. Just the value it brings. I promise the smiles. If follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. I think some of the pictures may roll over to my Facebook site. But our Facebook pages, of all the social media you get thrown in, you know, shoved past your face, right? Mine will bring a smile to your heart, I promise. I mean, it is good stuff. You know, they're getting up and dancing. They're laughing. They're having fun.
They look forward to it.
And they look forward to it. I visited Franklin today, right? So I started there this morning. Our friend walked in dancing.
Aww.
And her daughter's like, she danced all the way here in her car, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not, they don't start out that way. There's hesitation. There's uncertainty.
Like
they don't know.
Right? It's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
But give us a couple weeks. And sometimes it doesn't even take that long, right? I mean, you know, they forget, oh, I used to love to socialize and go, when I went to work. You go to work and you're socialized, whether you like it or not, right? You're socialized. And so people need people.
Yeah, they do.
And I think that, you know, there were so many adult day programs in Indiana. I think there were a total of 11 that closed during the pandemic that never reopened. And so when I look at that, at the same time I was opening Franklin, you know, it was, I don't know, I don't take no easily. But I also think that the pandemic also showed a side of humanity that we need people. And so we need socialization. Mm-hmm. And that is what my program offers, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't matter what their medical diagnosis is. I want to know it so we can be educated and we can be that good care partner mm-hmm. to relay with the extra set of eyes, to relay that back to the family caregiver. But we are focused on what can our friends still do independently mm-hmm. with maybe a little supervision or prompts or cueing. Mm-hmm. But what can they still do to be vibrant? Which is why we get them in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. The kitchen seems to be one of the first rooms that maybe there's mishaps or, you know, something
they have
that's
to do
it's
that
a safety
every day,
issue.
Right.
Yeah. So we do get them in the kitchen and they help, but they can still peel potatoes. Mm-hmm. They can still help in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So let me get them in there, mm-hmm. you know, and if at the end of the day, wherever they put their dishes wasn't quite where it goes, that's where my team comes in. Yeah. I just put it where it goes.
Yeah.
Right. Sanitize at the end of the day. It's all good.
How does somebody get their loved one involved? Is there an application process?
Really, they just give us a phone call or they go through the inquiry button on our website. Mm-hmm. And one of my team or myself will reach out to that family and get to learn a little bit about our friend. We like to have a little background before they come and visit. Mm-hmm. We do scheduled tours. Mm-hmm. And that is specifically so that my team that is scheduled at the on that shift mm-hmm. is focused on our friends. They'll get a little bit of distraction with a new guest coming in or family coming in, but I don't want to pull our team from the current friends in the program. Mm-hmm. I want that to maintain so that there's not too much distraction. Mm-hmm. So we do the scheduled visits, and really our visits are about the friends. No offense to the families. Mm-hmm. I've learned a little bit on the phone, hopefully, with that. Yeah. We want to get to know the friend.
Yeah.
So when they come into our space, our focus is now on the friend. Mm-hmm. How can we get to know them? How can we get them incorporated into an activity that's happening with our friends in the program? Mm-hmm. And get them to experience that, because that's their first opportunity to come to us and get to have fun and go home. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're different. And that's where the hesitation in the beginning when friends start is very natural, because all they know is nursing home and they don't want to go there, mm-hmm. Which there may be a need down the road, but if let's not now.
Right.
So they get to have that experience over and over that, oh, I get to have fun and I get to go home. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, some of them takes a little longer because of where they're at with their dementia.
Yeah.
But others, you know, but it will, they'll get to, it may take, it depends on how frequently they come, mm-hmm. but it may take a couple weeks mm-hmm. to get this new routine started.
Yeah.
But we have proof with the pictures that they're having fun when they're there.
That's so awesome. Yeah. So is there a cost? Is there a grant? Mm-hmm. Can people apply to have support for financial pieces for this, right? Because that's really important. People may think can't afford it, or we don't know what the program support is.
Sure.
What's that look like?
So private pay can be long-term care insurance. Many policies cover adult day services. Mm-hmm. And I have seen so many families in my career not utilize them. Because it's not nursing home or they're saving it. Mm. They paid so much money into those policies. Use it.
Yes.
Use it.
Yeah.
Right? Use it to keep you in your space, in your home, mm-hmm. as long as safely possible, or in your daughter's, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever that situation is. So it's long-term care, private pay. We have membership packages from $15 to $25 an hour.
Oh, that's
it nice. Is reasonably priced. So that you can stay home. Mm-hmm. It's Monday through Friday. We're also Medicaid waiver providers. Martinsville is a VA provider. Those two programs pay 100% of our services. Mm. And then if there's still that barrier for financial, I did start my own 501c3 last year, to be able to fundraise, mm-hmm. chase grants, apply for grants. We've been pretty fortunate. Mm-hmm. And then those dollars go to programming or to help supplement scholarships for reduced cost. Mm. So
that's awesome.
We try to fill all those, put all those barriers and make them go away.
Yep.
And then our nonprofit also supports, we do a dementia caregiver support group in each of our communities, mm-hmm. That we serve. And during those support meetings, we offer free caregiving for the loved ones, mm-hmm. because a support group is great, but what are you going to do with your loved one?
Right.
Bring them. Right. Bring them to us. Those are great, great testing days, test drives to trial our program, and we can give you feedback on how they did for that hour and a half. You know, so all that, my nonprofit helps support that, mm-hmm. and it's fun.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. but it's fun. But the fundraisers are, you know, we have an annual fundraiser. Last year, which was our first year,
yeah,
was our Roaring Twenties. Triple B bingo, mm-hmm. right? We take the designer purse bingo with a twist. So we had bourbon and brews because we want the fellows involved too. Mm-hmm. And so it was so much fun. This year it comes to Johnson County, November 7th. We'll have it at the Elks in Franklin.
Okay.
Kind of moving. And so last year's was all for scholarship, all to kind of boost that side of the business, mm-hmm. you know, that pool or that pot of money up, mm-hmm. For those specific needs. And we netted just under 11,000 for our first event.
That's
so
wonderful.
We're pretty excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts the energy, right?
Yes.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really just fun having you here and
thank you.
Hearing all about your success, your energy, the things that you can start becoming a mentor to other people that may want to get into this space. It's really important.
It's important. There's not enough of us in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And it's a fairly newer service line, you know, that's not that in the bigger cities, there's several providers. Mm-hmm. In these outlying communities, not so much. Mm-hmm. But that's where my heart is, you know. I love serving these smaller communities. Mm-hmm. But all the adult day programs, seek out adult day. I don't care where you're at, mm-hmm. in the country. Mm-hmm. Seek adult day for an opportunity to keep your loved one home and preoccupied throughout the day and living again.
Yeah, living, you know? Again. So many resources that people don't think about. That's why I appreciate how you kind of led us through that, just to find out, like, if you may have coverage and you may not even know about it.
Absolutely. So. And we can walk you through the process for Medicaid and all of those programs. Mm-hmm. So,
yes. Well, congratulations. Will you come back and keep us updated as you continue to grow?
Thank you so much. Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, good, yeah. Good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, wasn't that fun? I love Susan, and I think we should all go check out her programs. We all have loved ones that can benefit from this, and you never know until you really check it out. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of Everyday Business Leaders. I hope you were inspired to think and grow differently about your business and about your community, especially about your loved ones. Remember, the journey of growth and innovation never ends, and it's our mission to keep bringing you the best insights from our local communities. Stay tuned with more episodes filled with wisdom, innovation, and inspiration. This is Melanie Ake signing off from JP the Geek Studio, where we say better IT service is just a call away. They say own it, secure it, and protect it. Until next time, don't forget, subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Everyday Leaders helps you to develop strategies to become a better leader in your life. It's not what you do in a day. It's what you do every day that makes the most impact. Thanks for following us.